Today I'm going to discuss, we're going to peripherally discuss art. And I would be, it's an interesting discussion. What is art? You see all sorts of, see this, see that, see, you know, that's not art. I remember my dad saying many times, that's not art. Art, when you think about it, and I've heard this explained pretty thoroughly, art is the OG, the old guard, of money laundering. Because you can take something that has no value, and you can say this has immense value, simply because someone is willing to pay for it. And I find it hard to argue against that. And that will be a little bit illustrated with the first topic of today's message. In 2021, the Kunsten Museum, which is a museum in Denmark, fairly well known, announced the opening of their new exhibition. It was called Work It Out. Its aim was to answer some fundamental questions surrounding the nature of work and its future, addressing themes such as stress, efficiency, bureaucracy, and the increase of digitization. In particular, the exhibition looked at the role of the individual worker in today's society and the connections with economy, culture, and politics. The museum brought together a number of artists to contribute to this exhibition, among which were an Italian and Libyan artist named Adelita Husni Bey. I have no idea if that's right, but you guys don't either. German artist Via Lewandowski, American artist Josh Klein, and a Danish artist named Jens Hanning. Each artist was involved in the project. They were asked to contribute either a piece of artwork that they had previously made that reflected the central ideas, or to create something new to fit the theme. However, when it came to receiving the artworks back from their respective artists, the museum had something of a shock when they opened what they received from Mr. Jens Hanning. For the exhibition, Kunsten had asked him to reproduce two of his previous pieces that consisted of two frames displaying money. One work represented the average annual salary in paper bills of someone working in Austria, while the other showed the average annual amount that a Danish worker would be earned in a year. So they were basically different sized boards just splattered with the money to give a visual illustration of the difference. The idea behind these pieces was to show the wage discrepancies between the two countries and also reflect on the materiality of salary. Danes earned around 51,000 a year, while Austrians earned about 29. This is dollar equivalents. I did convert them. In addition to an artist fee of around $6,000, the museum transferred the necessary funds for the creation of those artworks. It was about $83,000 in total. It was transferred to the artist's personal checking account, paid him directly. The agreement with Hanning stipulated that he would return the cash when the exhibition closed in January 2022. But when the new pieces arrived at the museum, much to the surprise of the exhibition staff, there were two blank pieces of canvas. And the artist sent a message email explaining that he had decided to create a new conceptual work, different from the ones that he had previously done. And he entitled it, Take the Money and Run. I feel like you knew where this was going. Hanning explained that to have recreated the 2010 artwork that showed that comparison that they'd asked for would cost more money than the museum had paid him. Instead, he chose to create this piece as a commentary on the working conditions of the low wages of artists, believing that this made it even more appropriate for the exhibition's central theme. In explanation of his actions, Henning states, "This is not a theft, for sure. For one thing, this is not a theft. It is a breach of contract, and breach of contract is part of the work. The work is that I have taken their money." So the purpose of this message, of course, I'm not here to hate on art. If you like art, great. If you think it's got value, go ahead and pay for it. Got no issue with that. What I'm trying to shine a light on is the concept of value. What in your life is valuable? Value is defined in the dictionary as a person's principles or standards of behavior, one's judgment, and what is important in life. Any discussion of value invokes the concept of commodities, because of course, a chicken is only worth so many dollars. Your time is worth so many dollars. Mark's quality time with Amalia is worth only so many chickens. It's also contextual. Water is worth so much more in the middle of the desert than it is in the middle of Minnesota, near where I grew up, the land of 10,000 lakes. Time with loved ones is so much more valuable when you know it's limited. Our lives are full of weights and balances, of excess and scarcity, compromise and progress, through the exchange of commodities. So let's define commodities. We define value. Commodities have a role in value. Now let's define commodities. In the dictionary it says, a commodity is a raw material or primary product that can be bought and sold, such as copper or coffee. Now, let's strip away all of the physical things that you surround yourself with and think that you need until you're down to just what you were born with, just you. What are the only commodities that you and I possess inherently? Does anyone have any thoughts? Thinking about it, thinking. That is time, our time and our attention. Those are the two commodities that we have, indisputably. There's a fixed and unalterable limit on exactly how much time and attention we have available to invest. We all have the same 24 hours in a workday, and with every day, we have to decide what to do with those hours. Jesus told a parable of 10 virgins who were waiting for a groom to arrive for his wedding. Only 5 of the virgins, you're all familiar with the story, only 5 of the virgins prepared with extra oil to fuel their lamps. The other had to hurry off to the marketplace at the last minute. And as a result, they missed the wedding entirely. When they begged the groom to open the door, he replied, in Matthew 25, verse 12, he replied, "I do not know you." All 10 virgins had access to the oil that they needed, but only 5 of them made it a priority to have that oil ready for beforehand. We don't know what the other 5 virgins were doing instead of preparing their lamps, but whatever it was, it couldn't have been worth missing the wedding and standing outside of the door in disgrace. Satan seeks to deny us the future that we are promised if we can stay the course. Like a magician or a pickpocket, Satan will play with our attention as if it is a limited resource. If he can control how we spend our attention, or maybe steal our attention through a distraction that doesn't seem so evil, Satan wants to convince us to sink as much time as possible into things that will take our attention further and further away from the things that deserve our focus the most. Satan can take your future from you, but if you hand him the reins of your attention, Satan can't take your future from you. But if you hand him the reins of your attention, you've let him do just that. He can distract you from preparing from the spiritual wedding until the doors are unlocked and God's response is, "I do not know you." Jesus told us in Matthew 6 and verse 21, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Satan has plenty of distractions to offer us. But if we want the future that God has in store for us, it's up to us to treat it like the treasure that it is. And it behooves us to constantly be aware that Satan can only distract us from the things that we are willing to stop looking at. The museum had one commodity that it was leveraging for Hanning's work of art. In justifications of his actions, he had stated, "The work is that I have taken their money, and Satan's work is that he is indeed trying to take our attention. Let's not let him succeed."